and he expressed astonishment at the degree of self-aversion and feelings of unworthiness that are reported by Western students. Shame or self-aversion is the most pervasive type of contemporary suffering. And what this means is that for awakening beings of our time, people on the spiritual path, that paying attention to shame, paying attention to self-aversion, is a necessary gateway for awakening. It's not something to get rid of. Rather, the way we pay attention to self-aversion is actually the grounds of the path. It's alarming to me when I realize just how habituated we can get to this perception that something is wrong with me, to feeling fundamentally not okay. It's kind of like an invisible but toxic gas, and we're always breathing it, so we're not quite aware that down deep we've just assumed that something's wrong. And then belatedly we start realizing that we've been living out our days to compensate for this feeling, that our life has been wrapped around trying to avoid feeling bad about ourselves, to make up for not being okay. The way the Buddha described it, spiritual awakening